Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reactions still pouring in from around the United States and the globe to the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and a number of other individuals who were flying with him in a helicopter yesterday. Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent who's in Calabasas, California. Alex, any indication of what actually brought the chopper down yet?
John, good morning. No, the NTSB doesn't know. It will begin its work today. I'm looking here in the hills above me, the crash scene lit up by sheriff's deputies. The NTSB arrived. They sent out an 18-person go team last night from Washington, D.C. They arrived only a couple of hours ago into L.A., but they haven't been here to the scene yet today. It's still so early in the morning. Once the sun comes up today, they will be here. They will begin documenting the evidence, and they will begin trying to figure out the why and the how on this helicopter crash. And there are a couple of ways that this could go. We know it was very foggy. The LAPD was not flying their helicopters yesterday because of the fog and low clouds. That may have played a role. But then at the same time, we look at the flight tracking data, and right before impact, they were dropping and they were picking up speed. Typically, that would indicate there was some other kind of problem on board. So they will look at everything. Right now, investigators say they just don't know.
And this was a large helicopter, right? I mean, based on the number of people who were killed, when I first heard it, I thought it was this a little private helicopter that's a tiny little thing that would have been potentially more vulnerable to a problem. But it seems like this was one of the biggies.
Yeah, this was a twin engine. It was a big helicopter, a Sikorsky, an executive helicopter. You know, think of what the pictures that you would see when before Donald Trump was president.
Right.
What he would fly around New York in with the leather chairs and quite a large cabin interior in it. Mm-hmm. This was a big helicopter. It could hold 12 people. There were 9 on board, 8 plus the pilot. And still the identifying all of the victims, that process is underway. But this was a large chopper that he would often fly around L.A. Even when he was in the NBA, he was known for flying in his helicopter, didn't want to sit in L.A. traffic either for the time aspect of it or paparazzi following him. But this is the way he chose to get around, and this was a chopper that he was often in.
Now, who was in the crash other than Kobe and his daughter? I mean, we've kind of talked in a generic sense about the other individuals. I saw a few news stories coming out when I was about to go to bed last night with other prominent sports names, but who was in the crash?
Yeah, and a lot of that is only beginning to trickle out right now based on what families are saying, since a coroner still has not identified that Kobe Bryant was on board. Likely that'll happen later today or tomorrow, but he was Bryant, it was his daughter Gianna, it was a baseball coach down in Orange County who was friends with the Bryants, his wife and their child that they were heading to the tournament together with Bryant and Gianna, and then some other friends, it appears, but we don't know who those other friends were yet. And a lot of that, as the day develops today, we're likely going to learn a lot more about those other victims, who they were, more about the flight path, where they planned on landing, what the ultimate goal was, of where we know that they were going to his sports academy, Mamba Sports Academy, but why they were so far north here and looping back around, maybe because of weather, all of that and more about those on board, we hope to find out later today.
And I saw a lot of people gathering at the Staples Center last night, remembrances at the NBA games and the like. Any plans released yet for memorials, either formal memorials or impromptu things?
No, there have been impromptu memorials all over L.A. at Staples Center, here on scene, outside of Kobe Bryant's home. They've been all over. But there will be a game tomorrow night. The Lakers will play the Clippers tomorrow night. They're planning all kinds of remembrances for that. But a big memorial likely at Staples Center.
Right.
But when, nobody knows. Hasn't been said yet.
Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent in Calabasas, California. I appreciate you getting up so early for us, Alex. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, John.
We will come back and check on the roads around Richmond and a look at your weather as we start this week. That's next on News Radio WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.